Good morning. Welcome in.
Nothing like my neighborhood.
All right, that's The Little Things by India Irie. And I love about India Irie is the words are always powerful. And I think in this day and time, we can always use some powerful, uplifting words that have nothing to do with shaking our booty. Nothing's wrong with a little shaking your booty, but it's always nice to have something that's not shaking your booty. And, you know, and it's interesting because, you know, a lot of the music that is shaking your booty is lower energy vibration music, which makes you want to shake your booty, right? Nothing wrong with that. But then you also want music that's higher vibration that allows you to go, oh, it's the little things. The simple things like a cup of tea and, you know, my little sister calling to say happy birthday. That's what I'm talking about. That's a high vibration sound and music and words to get you to think about something other than shaking your booty. Yeah. My week has been pure manifestation, says Russ. Welcome into the Why Struggle podcast. My name is Barbara J. Faison, and I'm here simulcasting in our group called A Slice of Silence, your daily online meditation group. And we did our Celebrate Everything on Tuesday, and one of our people in the group, one of our partners in practice, said that our Celebrate Everything conversation was really good. It's been on my mind. It's been on my mind, too. You know, and what I loved about it is we had four regular people, and then we had a new person to come in, and I think she really melded well with us. And I think that is sometimes a challenge as we move into new spaces and places, right? But you know, you have to be willing to try new things. And what I'm finding is when you put yourself out there, you end up in the place with just the right people at just the right time. And that's because it is your divine assignment. So we are here for our divine assignment, which is to have a slice of silence. And we do that by taking time to grab a card. I will be using the In the Pink Excellent Health Cards by Edwin Gaines. That's what we've been using all week. We've also been paying attention to our theme for the week, which is patience. Be patient with yourself. Keep trying. And that is by Melissa Reyes. And now I'm about to pull a card, and I'll use that to do our meditation. Our meditation will begin with this tone, or that tone, or some kind of tone like that. And I will guide you during the meditation. And during our meditation, I will focus on the topic that comes up for us. And nothing is falling out. I've been shuffling the cards, so I'm just going to lay them down. And I got this little tip from one of my meditation people that I really admire. And she says she uses her non-dominant hand, which is my left hand, to pick the card. Now remember, keep in mind, these cards are about our physical health. So the card is, it is easy for me to refuse food and drink which do not serve my physical goals. It is easy for me to refuse food and drink that do not serve my physical goals. So this again is about health. And I know that's speaking to me because yesterday I had some QT coffee and I had a little treat. And so today I shall not do that. So thank you, cards, for the reminder. And you know, I'm giving myself permission to do these little things. I know that card, right? To do things. But we also have to do things, as we know, in some type of moderation or mindfulness or awareness, right? So we're going to get started now. And let's get comfortable. Again, the meditation will begin with this tone. I will guide you in and out of the meditation. And I just ask that you listen for my directions. And I'm grateful that you're here. And we are ready to begin our slice of silence. So make sure that you're seated or lying down. If you're seated, that your feet are flat on the floor, that your body is upright and relaxed, and that you don't have anything crossed like arms or feet or anything like that. And let's begin. We begin by taking 3 deep breaths, and we'll breathe as deeply as we can, hold for a brief moment, and exhale with a loud, audible sigh. And that is to get air that's been in your lungs out that may be stale because we've been sleeping. So let's breathe in and out. Breathe in and out. And one more breath in. Breathe in and out. And now allow your eyes to gently close or lower so we can lessen any external distraction. And we just continue to breathe now at our own rate, pace, and rhythm. Just breathing in and allowing your body to settle into this very present sacred moment, which is your divine assignment. And we are here tuning in, taking this time to be connected, to pay attention, to listen. And we also know that it's not always in this moment or in these 25 to 30 minutes that we spend. It is oftentimes later that we will receive some type of insight. And the insight may be just tuning into our bodies to know that perhaps we don't want to have that soda or that juice or that coffee or whatever that beverage is. Or perhaps we just want to check in before we eat something that in the back of our mind we know is not necessarily the best thing for us. So these practices allow us to connect and to be more present in every moment. So we breathe in and we breathe out, knowing that we are always connected at any time to everything that is important. We just take our time and we listen and we act on that guidance. So as we are about to move into our space of silence, just be sure that your hand is connecting to your physical body at some point, that you are connecting with your body, be it your thighs, your heart space, your hands, your stomach area, your solar plexus. Just connect with this vehicle. It's like turning on your car. Your body is your car, and we are grateful for this body. We love this body, regardless of whatever physical state it may be in. We know that it changes. As we are changing, it is evolving as well. And we are evolving in the way we choose to look at our bodies. And we know that I am safe, that all is well, that I am connected to all there is, that I see the vision for my life, that I am able to speak kind words and loving words to myself and to others, that my heart is open, that I am loving, I am loved, I am lovable, that I trust myself and my inner guidance. And as we move into our space of silence, we just sit and breathe and allow the silence to be there to hold us, to protect us, to nurture us. And we breathe, knowing that all is well. And as we are coming back to this present moment, I know that everyone loves me and always wants to help me. I also know that everything is happening for my highest and greatest good, even though I don't always realize it in the moment. But we are aware of these beliefs and practices, and we're learning to go and flow. To just be in the moment, to feel loving, open, and willing, because everything in life is purposeful. And nothing in life is wasted. Let's rub our hands together, feel the energy that we're generating. Just begin to move your body around a little bit with your eyes still closed. And let's place our hands over our eyes and get that energy going into our eyes and get that vision for the day going. And let's breathe in and out. Open your eyes. Clap your hands. Open back. Clap your hands. Thank you. 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 And just take a bow, and we say thank you to everyone that is in their practice right now. As the sun is rising here in the Atlanta area, wherever you are, we're grateful that you are in your practice. And the energy that we're creating by being in our practice is powerful. I thank you so much for being here, and to remind you that it is easy for me to refuse drink and food which do not serve my physical goals. So I thank you for joining me on the Why Struggle podcast. We will be here tomorrow. Remember, if you can, to get out in nature and just savor Mother Nature, because it starts with me, it starts with you. One breath, one thought, one deed. Namaste and be well.